Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
How's things going?
I'm toasty.
Okay.
All right.
That was a great hit. I love that. It's just wonderful. It's toasty. And also join us is Stephen Kalaszewski.
Oh, hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
I'm sorry.
Can you see each other on radio? I don't know if you can see each other on radio.
I'm thrown off by that.
Are you? Well,
that's good.
I don't know. If you missed this week's programs, you need to get them. I mean, the things prophetically that was shared about this coming wave of God's glory, about being prepared, about, you know, what is a biblical perspective of what's happening in the tragedy in Israel and how, you know, Israel's about to respond and how we should respond and, you know, as believers, how to, I mean, just, I'm telling you, you want to get them. Even go all the way back to, you know, Brother Isaiah, when he spoke, you know, prophetically what God showed him, a Nigerian brother who comes in and confirms exactly what the Lord has been saying to the T about the glory zone. Begin to speak with us in agreement. You know, God looks for agreement. And you think about this, the glory of God, the presence of God, you know, when, you know, Moses said to God, he says, you know, I want to see you. And so God takes Moses and he puts him in a rock area, a little called the cleft of the rock, but a, you know, an area to protect him. And God just showed his backside. Mm-hmm. He passed by. Moses saw God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Moses is going to die if God didn't protect him from his glory. His glory is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And so he says, okay, I'll put you here in this cleft of the rock, and then I'm going to turn backwards, and I'm just going to walk past you, and you're just going to take a glance. You're going to just look at my back. Mm-hmm. This is our God. This is who we serve. This is who he is. And of course, when he came back from the mountain, mm-hmm. his face glowed. I mean, it glowed to the point we had to wear a veil. Mm-hmm. And the longer he was away, the more the glow left. Mm-hmm. Now imagine, because of Jesus Christ, we can be in the presence of God continually. The glory of God, we're talking about, you know, the glory of God. So when we talk about the glory zone, we're talking about the Gulf Coast. This is the thing that Lord laid on my heart when God began to do what he's doing. I mean, and it's just being confirmed over and over. Our brothers and sisters are hearing, and the nations are getting ready to come to the glory zone. If you know God's called you, I think about Dawn. You know, Dawn and I are, and Pat, we're she's down in Tampa. But we were talking with her, Tampa, Florida, and we were together in South Carolina, and she's just saying, I'm supposed to be in the Gulf Coast. I'm supposed to be in the Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. I originally was there, but you know, I'm down in Tampa right now. My husband and I are, but I'm supposed to be in the Gulf Coast. I know I'm supposed to be there. And what it is God's drawing her mm-hmm. to his glory.
Yeah.
And he's speaking with her in Texas, I mean, in Tampa, letting her know what's about to happen. So just begin to say, you know, across the nation, all of our listeners, just begin to believe with us and begin to say, you know, show us your glory, God. Mm-hmm. Unlike the days of Moses, you know, we did not have the sacrifice for our sin, that we could be in the presence of God, that we can approach the throne of grace with boldness. Now we can actually be in the presence of God, you know, and you know, deal with our sin, you know, confess our sin and ask God to forgive us and come into the presence of God and his glory. I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. The glory of God. And it seems, I mean, the things that are building now in Revelation about what it's seeming like is that it's just, imagine a tsunami. That's the best way to put mm-hmm. it. And I made a mistake of going to this movie about this true story about the tsunami that happened over in the Indian Ocean. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was in the, I'm sure it probably was everywhere.
Yeah.
But they had this one family that was there, and it was like, by the time it was done, I was just ripped to shreds.
Oh, I saw that.
I was ripped to shreds.
I do remember that. Wow, that was horrific.
Wasn't it? It's just like there's no reprieve in this thing at all, like a little moment or two. And this what happened was a wall of water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have this quaint little, you know, vacation area and, you know, grass shack type stuff, and everybody's in this, you know, great mindset of just relaxing or whatever. But all of a sudden, suddenly, I think about too, they had this swimming pool scene where the kids were swimming in the swimming pool. And then you have this wave coming, and the swimming pool was relevant until you saw the wave. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the swimming pool was nothing, because that was a place that contained a little bit of water that the kids were swimming in. But now you have an entire wall of water coming towards your city. And I think, you know, a lot of things that are happening right now are like little pools, which we got to have pools. I mean, these are wonderful, but imagine the pool just becomes minute like it was in that. Remember that? It's just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And then all the furniture and everything that was around the pool goes into the pool, and they're trying to fight to get their way out of that. And then it's like, you know, two stories high, almost, it's these flooding waters that come in. It just takes over.
Yeah.
Well, that was, you know, horrific and tragic. But now think about the glory of God coming that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, you can, if you think about moving water, and when you think about the moving of the glory of God, and when you've been, it's, you can really compare it to the river of God streaming from the throne of God. I mean, it is the river of life, and this glory of God just moves like a river. And it can, you know, as John said in an earlier program this week, you know, as God showed him, and we've seen it before ourselves, but in this dream, he saw it when God was showing a particular man crying out for God's glory, you know, show me the glory, that this young lady begins to pray for some people. And all of a sudden it was like this wave washed over this group of people, and just, they all went down. That's like a wave of God's glory. I mean, there's songs I remember in the Brownsville Revival talking about waves of glory, waves of glory, waves of glory. Well, this is like a tsunami, what we're seeing, which is exciting, but you got to brace yourself. You don't want to just get washed away. You know, you want to be able to like stay in his glory.
Stay on the wave.
Yeah, stay on the wave. And so the glory zone, and you may be thinking, you know, well, you know, I'm in India, you know, I'm in Iraq, you know, I'm in China, you know, I'm in Pakistan, I'm in, you know, Washington State. Why do I want to confess that the glory zone is going to be on the Gulf Coast of America? This is why. Because God's saying the nations are going to be coming to the Gulf Coast.
It's going to come your way.
So it's going to come your way. And so it's going to begin in the Gulf Coast, and nations are going to come. And you may be the very one that's going to come to the Gulf Coast, and God is going to touch you in such a way that you're going to carry the glory out, and you're going to carry it back to the nations, the nation you're from. And that's what happens. When God begins to move, people become carriers of what God is doing, and then they go out and they just act on what God has done and believe what God has done for them will do for others. And people are so hungry, all of a sudden, boom, you know, God just begins to move and break out. The glory zone. Begin to believe it. Begin to see a tsunami in your spirit. God said, ask God, show me the tsunami. You have to understand this too, because all this religion and all this kind of stuff, I mean, from prostitutes to preachers to insurance salespeople to, you know, store clerks, I mean, everybody's going under. It's coming, you know, that's politicians and all. And it's like, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Almost all seven mountains of culture, you know what I'm saying? And you're looking at, only thing I could think of is fundamental transformation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that you're looking at a third grade awakening, something so powerful, it changes the DNA of a nation. So that appears to be what God is talking about, the epicenter, something that starts in Mobile, in the Alabama area. And it's interesting too that when, you know, Brother Isaiah got that original beginning of that revelation about the outpouring, the movement beginning in Mobile Bay, that was 2010. 2010, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick was right in the middle of it was called the Bay Revival.
That's right.
So there's video right now we're going to make available to you on the VFN Torch where you can go and see some things that this is like the beginning signs of what's going to happen. I mean, there was a lady that came out of her wheelchair that had been in a wheelchair for years. People were began to come and things were stirred. And I remember Sid Roth got laid out on the stage. He came up and got prayed for. That's just the beginning of what's going to happen. So while God was speaking to you know, Brother Isaiah in Nigeria about what's going on, you're thinking at the very same time this is happening, that all of a sudden God is actually doing it and beginning it right on the bay, because that's where, you know, Church of His Presence, you know, was meeting at the time. And they have a new, by November, by God's grace, that thing's going to be totally built, you know.
Right.
And I really believe this big, huge turning lane they had to put in, that's a repentance lane, man. I believe that a lot of people are going to turn to God, you know, and, but they're preparing for this, what's about to take place. And so you're seeing these things happen. And what begins there in the Bay of the Holy Spirit, is what the Bubble Bay is that it's going to begin to spread north, east, south, and west. And it's for all of us. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering, is it for you? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. This is your season. This is your time. This is for, you know, find out what God is doing and get in and understand that this is a world. God wants everyone to be saved. Now, he wants us to have what he's doing, so we'll give what he's given us away.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we keep, if we continue to give it away, if we keep on giving more vessels, you know, to be filled with oil, with the anointing of God, he's going to keep on giving it to us. So it's like, just don't stop. Spend the rest of our life, you know, just giving whatever God gives us away. I want to encourage you, begin to meditate. God, what does the glory zone mean? In zone, you think about, you have the end zone in a football field. You know, you have different zones for different things. You have the hurricane zones, and you have the flood zones, and you have these different zones. Well, you're talking about a geographical region, and what God is saying is the Gulf Coast. You know, and part of the Gulf Coast, you have Mississippi, you have Texas, you have Mississippi, but he's talking about Mobile, Alabama, and Florida. And just imagine God beginning to move in such a powerful way. You know, it's just this gulf of God's glory. And then nations coming. Mm-hmm. God, what does that mean? And are you calling me there? And begin to just, you know, save your money now. I want a ticket to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
But think about it. You'll be the first one coming to what God is going to do, because things are about to break out. And it's like popcorn right now. That's what Brother John Kilpatrick talked about. It's like popcorn, pop, 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 pop. Things are popping. And any moment, this thing is going to break out across the Gulf Coast, not in just your place or my place or their place. It's all of us. And make sure, I want to encourage you to get in and stay tuned to VFN TV and the Data Radio program, because we are going to let you know, and we are going to be that voice, or one of the voices, you know, letting you know what's taking place and what God is doing to the nations. And I think about this, and we're going to go to a break. I think about, you know, Azusa Street, and that's what it's compared to, what God is doing. Azusa Street, I mean, that is like the DNA of what God's doing, but it's like way bigger than Azusa Street. But if you understand Azusa Street, then you'll understand, you know, some of what God is going to do. And, but in there, they had the ability, you're looking at 1906. So they didn't have email, computers, texting, faxing. I mean, you had to mail a letter. You had to write a letter, you know, possibly type it up. You had to type the address and the name of the person on the envelope or handwrite it, and you had to mail it out, and you had to wait for a mail to go around the world, you know, because it was all the way from Robert Evans, and it was going all over the place from the Welshes and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, the secretary ran off of the mailing list, and they could no longer communicate what God was doing. It wasn't that he wasn't still doing it. People thought it was over because they no longer were in communication anymore.
Yeah.
Communication was so important. The second people thought that they weren't getting the news of what was happening, they thought it wouldn't happen anymore.
Wow.
Same thing with the Latter Rain movement and the other things that happened through time. That the Voice of Healing magazine, and that's where, you know, Church for the Nations was birthed out of that particular publication and getting the word out. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting. What God is doing. I think the Remnant magazine, I think, was out. Remnant newspaper was out during the Brownsville revival, getting the word out.
Yeah, I remember that.
And if we just, I know that, man, Steve Hill, he wished he would have had something like what's happening today, but the technology wasn't there yet.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He tried spotlights and videos and different things, and nobody would understood it. But now is the day. Today is the time. And I want to encourage you, begin to pray, God, show me, and I want to be a part of your glory zone. I want to be a part of what you're doing in this time.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
I pastor a church in the city of St. Louis, and we are in the process of relocating, and there's a piece of land that the city owns, and we've come against three different aldermen who have told us, even before we got into negotiations with the city about the land, that they didn't want a church in those areas. When I get there, if I'm denied that land, how would the Federal Religious Land Use Act apply?
That's exactly why the RLUIPA has been passed. I mean, to be the high bidder on a piece of property and then not being able to buy it because you're a church is exactly why the Religious Land Use Protection Act is in place. The city is violating the church's rights.
Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So you think about, you know, we're talking about the glory of God, and Lord, we just say, show us your glory. Prepare us, you know, for your glory. And I think about when, you know, we've talked about it before, but when Jesus turned the water into wine, the Word of God says this is the first time he showed his glory. This was the glory of God. When God does what he does, that's the glory of God being revealed. When you ask God, say, God, you know, can you heal me? And he heals. That's the glory of God. You're in a dangerous situation, you cry out to God and God just answers you. And that's just the glory of God. But then you have the tangible, weighty glory of God. It's not just the miracles and the power and all the different things that he does because he's God, but just the weightiness. And it makes me think about, you know, Brian. Do you remember Brian with a torn rotator cuff?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was actually working, and he had come up to me, and you're just kind of just conversing back and forth. And all of a sudden I just kind of realized that I'm looking at him, that his arm is in a sling, like, you know, a brace. And we're talking, and I had asked him, I said, hey, man, what happened to your arm? He says, I injured it playing football. And I said, oh, well, what do you mean injured? He says, I tore my rotator cuff. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, it just happened. I got to go to the doctor, and I need to get a reassessment, going to have to do reconstructive surgery. And just recently, I had met someone else that had problems with their shoulder, and I prayed for him, and God moved powerfully. And I told him what had happened. And I said, well, man, can I pray for you? And he says, man, please. So I prayed for him, and I was like, well, do what you couldn't do this morning. So all of a sudden, and like he could not move his arm like off of his stomach. And he begins to move his arm around, and he was just like kind of like freaking out. He's like, whoa. And I'm like, does it still hurt? He says, yeah, yeah, it still kind of hurts a little bit. So I said, well, tell me specifically where it hurts on your shoulder. So he points to it. And I said, does it hurt? Can I lay hands on your shoulder? And he says, no, go ahead, man, go ahead. So I placed my hand specifically on his shoulders, and I asked mm-hmm. Jesus Christ to touch the specific muscles and tendons and strengthen his shoulder that he doesn't even need reconstructing at all. And I'm talking to him, and I said, try to move it now. And he moves it, and I says, does it hurt? And 5 minutes ago, he could not move his arm that was in a sling. He goes to move it, and not only does he raise his arm up, but he starts doing windmills with his arm. Completely
rotate. That's something you do not do with a rotator cuff injury.
Yeah, does not do, and he's moving it completely around. He's not flinching. He's not showing any grimace of pain in his face. He's got a complete just awe, and I'm like, what just happened, man? He said, we just prayed, and I'm like, who just healed you? And I'm like, Jesus did, and yeah. It was like wow. Powerful.
The glory of God. As a matter of fact, you can go to the VFN Torch, and you can see him. You can see him waving his arm around, giving a testimony about that. But this is the God that we serve. And imagine now that, you know, cancer cannot stand up in God's glory. I mean, sickness and disease and depression and all these different things that have been coming against, you know, just creative ideas and concepts and everything, just perfection. God is perfection. So when his awesomeness, you know, comes around us, things just begin to line up. You know, things just begin to happen. Everything begins to make sense. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, join with us and asking God to reveal to you, revelation, you know, what is this glory zone?
Yeah.
You're going to touch the whole world. You're going to begin something on the Gulf Coast that's going to touch the whole world. You know, and God will reveal it to you.
Yeah.
And not only that, as you're doing that, you begin to think about how much does it cost to get a flight to come into Mobile Airport? You know, how much does it cost to be able to begin to figure all those things out, you know? And as a matter of fact, I think about, you know, Brother Isaiah, that he moved. Mm-hmm. He got him he moved to Alabama, Fairhope area, close to Mobile. And so he's ministering still in Nigeria, you know, as apostle over 12 of the churches there. But also he wants to be here to be able to stir the glory zone.
Yeah.
You know, and that it's not about a building. It's about everywhere. And this tsunami, this tsunami that we talked about, was it this program or earlier program? We got a chance to share about how big the 100-foot wave was.
Yeah, it was an earlier program.
Yeah, you got to catch it because it's huge. Because I think it was a 20-foot, 18-foot, 20-foot storm surge or waves coming into Waveland during Hurricane Katrina, right? Katrina.
Katrina.
And it leveled... It just totally
everything.
It leveled everything. Mean, Gulfport, remember Gulfport was leveled down?
Wiped out.
And which that's a disaster. But when it's the glory of God coming with that kind of force, that kind of intensity.
Get ready.
I mean, get ready. And like we said, you got to listen to the earlier program. You know, I believe it was this week, but you can see it or you can watch it, but you need to get ready for it. And there's specific things to get ready, such as, you know, becoming a, you know, first of all, if you haven't yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, now's the time. You know,
it's exciting.
Now, we shared our stories at meetmyfather.org to find out how we met God through his son, Jesus Christ. Then become his disciple, which you can also do at iabide.org. Now, I think Multiply Movement's available there as well. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you go to iabide.org and you begin to abiding. It's a simple plan we have for you that you can begin an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ and also begin a discipleship journey with him. It's at iabide.org. We've got a simple plan for you. It's free. But that's how you can be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make Jesus the Lord of your life, become his disciple, and learn how to have a relationship with him and abiding with him. And I'm telling you, you're going to be ready. And we need you. Imagine this, 1,000 people a week coming to your church. And they're saying, we want to get saved. Would you know what to do with them? I mean, there's some folks that are so caught up with a religious mindset, they would say, well, you need to go somewhere else. It's like, we defined what we can do based off the size of our building. You got to get a vision bigger than your building.
Mm.
You got to get a vision bigger than your denomination. Get a kingdom vision and say, you know, we can do this thing. God's given us the wisdom. We can do this thing. We can take that. Yes, Lord, we will absorb this and we will disciple them and we will lead them to you in your voice. This is possible. Thousands of new, brand new church plants are going to be taking place. Powerful things are going to be happening. Begin to say, dear Lord, reveal to me this glory zone because I want to be in the middle of everything that you are doing.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity and our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, that you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you. A simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
What time is it? You think about us, Pat, you know, that's looking at his watch, right? Those are on radio, you probably know. Those TV, really? You can see him looking at his watch, but... I mean, how many people say, you know, what time is it? One of the biggest money makers used to be, believe it or not, I know for the young generation, you're going to be shocked, but is to a number that you would call in your community that would tell you what time it is. Mm-hmm. You would call this number, and that's how you set your clocks. And then they would sell advertising on that thing, and the entire community would call because they always want to know what time it was. Wow. This is before internet and all that kind of stuff. And it's after Big Ben.
You mean there was a day when people did not have wristwatches? I'm trying to give empathy.
Oh,
it's huge. Right. It helps.
Yeah. We did have wristwatches probably then. That's probably when calculators were first coming out, like this big 7-inch calculator. But, you know, knowing what time it is so important, because think about it, every single day you decide, I mean, potentially there's a lot of America right now based on statistics that don't care what time it is because they're not going somewhere. But I know our audience is a very active and faith-filled and audience, and you want to know, well, you know, what time is church? What time are we going to come together? What time is the Super Bowl come on, right? What time is dinner? I mean, this is everyday time, right? What time is breakfast? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What time is dinner? What time is lunch? I mean, there's always, what time is it now? Mm. Right? Isn't that right?
All the time.
Absolutely.
All the time. See? And you think about it, is it even in regards to, what time of the year is it? It's like, well, seeing that it's like 15 degrees right now, it's probably winter. Uh-huh. Or seeing that, Pat's got his tan line going on, it's probably summer off his yacht and his boat and all those different things.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. In my dreams.
In your dreams. But think about it. I mean, it's just like, what season, what time is it? What time, this is the new year. What does that mean? Is it time for the new year? And in the course of time, there was a moment in time when time didn't exist, and it did exist because God exists outside of time, but we live inside of time, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, think about it. Because God exists outside of time. Sometimes we look at time and think, God is in our schedules, and, God kind of exists within a week, and, He shows up for 15 minutes on the right time, which would be Sunday time, right, between 10:46 and right. So you just start measuring things by time, and God doesn't, obviously exist within time. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He knows all things. Just understand this, but time is something God's given us. God has given us a time. As a matter of fact, He says, that we are given a time. Even to live after the flood, we're guaranteed, a man's normal existence in life is around 70 years, 80 potentially. Mm-hmm. If anything beyond that, you're beyond the time that God prescribed for men in the context of that, which people do all the time. And of course, the reason why is because the longer that men spent in time, the more things men would do wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know. God had to destroy the whole earth. But how important, time is just, and people who don't pay attention to time are going nowhere in a hurry. Mm. They're the ones that go, is it that time already? You're right?
Right.
What happened the last decade of my life?
Yeah.
And that just drives you crazy, right? All you talk about is planning and time management is because if you don't grab a hold of time, if you don't understand what time it is and how much time you have, you're just a dreamer. That's all you do is just dream. Which is good if it's followed by action. If it's followed by, okay, that's your dream, but what's your timeline of when do you see this thing coming to pass? Oh, we don't come anywhere near a timeline to do that. I mean, it's so important that God's given us a prescribed time here on earth, like a 70, 80 years. But also there's a time for dispensation of grace. How long will this season that we can come into the grace of the Lord? There's time. That even in tribulations that he says that it is going to last, 3.5 years. I mean, that's not that important. It's like, who cares? Let's just be in tribulation for the next 1,000 years. Like, I care.
Yeah.
Not
long it is.
Post-trib, mid-trib. Yeah, it matters, the time, right?
Huge.
And not only that, there is a time that only God knows about. Jesus doesn't even know about it. It's called the time that Jesus comes back for his church, the time that he rules. He's going to rule for a specific amount of time here on earth for one particular time called 1,000-year reign. It's exactly in the context of time, 1,000-year reign here on earth. I mean, time. But let me tell you, I want to challenge you because, maybe that's you. Maybe you've been living your life avoiding timelines. You don't even want to, you don't even, all you want to know is like, how, you know, how do I get paid?
Hmm.
You know, what time does my television program come on? You know, how much time do I have left on my vacation? You know,
right.
Versus like destiny. How much time do I have left in my life to be able to do what God's called me to do? And Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, listen, he says, farmers know what time it is. They know when it's time to plant a crop and to harvest a crop. He says, but you don't even know. You don't even know what time. You think about Israel. The greatest judgment that ever came to anyone came to Israel because they missed the time of their visitation when Jesus was coming. Think about that. Right. Think about how tragic this whole history has been since that moment in time when he said it would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than it would be for you. They would have repented a long time ago if this would have been their time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think how important that is. And you don't want to miss God's time of visitation in your life. When Jesus is passing by, that's a moment in time. Mm-hmm. He didn't pass by every day at any time you wanted him to pass by when he was having his ministry here on earth in the physical and the spiritual. I mean, he just passed by and then he went to the next town. Mm-hmm. I mean, you missed it.
Right.
God is about, there's about to be a time, a visitation that's going to happen. It's going to be powerful. But if you don't understand the times and the seasons, if you don't understand that how it is limited right now, it's not going to always be like this. It reminds me of 1 Chronicles 12:32 when he talks about, he's talking about the tribe of Issachar. And he says, these men understood the times and knew what Israel should do during those times. See, the anointing, and this is something to pray about, because you might know something, but it could be the wrong time to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You might can do something, but it's the wrong time to do it. Or it was the right time to do it, but you didn't do it because you didn't know the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your life. This is your destiny. I mean, think about this. You and God, you're going to stand alone before the throne room of God. No witnesses, no suspects. You get to be able to stand there and say, you know, I was faithful. I did it. I did what at the time came for me, and I did what was required of me. Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel was to do in those times. It's not enough to know, hey, it looks like there's a storm coming being formed against us. But there's a response. We got to know what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not hanging around somebody that knows what time it is, and you ask them what time it is, and they say it's 12 o'clock instead of saying it's time for you to repent.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to begin to abide. It's time for you to get your marriage right. It's time for you to get your life right. It's time for you to prepare for the great outpouring that's coming to the world. It's time for you to get ready for the greatest harvest that men has ever seen. If not, it's like a big wave coming. It's like this big wave is going to come, but it's like a surfer. It's like, hey, it's going to come at a certain time, and if you're not ready for it, that wave's going to pass you by. You didn't understand that this wave is going to come at a certain time. I mean, even demons know what time it is. I mean, when Jesus is coming into a room, and Matthew 8 talks about it, and he comes into this room, and these people are being oppressed by these second heaven demons, you know, this demonic activity. When Jesus walked in a room, these devils looked at their watch and they go, have you come here before your time? Is this your time? Well, they did.
They did.
You know, what time is it? They're looking, you know, two demons looking at each other like, what's your watch say, man? It's like,
don't we have another
few thousand years?
He's not on time.
Is he here before his time?
Yeah.
They, even demons know what time it is. And this is what Jesus was saying at that time when he's walking on the face of the earth. He was going, the farmers know what time it is, but you don't even know what time it is. It's important for you as a believer, as one who professes to be a Christian, Christ follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ, to know what time it is. You need to begin to pray, dear God, what is the time? What season is it? What's the time of my visitation? Lord, I want to know what time it is. Even demons know the time, and I can't even tell you what time it is spiritually. I can't tell you what's about to happen. Lord, how come you're not speaking to me in my sleep? You said you will pour out your spirit on all flesh, and we'll prophesy, and we'll dream dreams. God, I want to know what time it is. I mean, if demons know what time it is, and we don't even know what time it is. If God exists, and he does outside of time, And we exist inside of time for a reason. That's a reason for us to understand that our days are numbered. We have only so many days here on earth to be able to do in that time frame what we'll spend eternity, which there's no time frame, wondering why didn't we, or thank God I knew what time it was. I want to encourage you today to begin to pray for an anointing. The anointing of Issachar, to understand not only the times and the seasons, but to understand what to do, the wisdom to be able to do in the season, and don't miss the time of your visitation.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy. $50 I Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience, around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that, or I would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. And I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And the bookmark. And
I was like, hello.
Right, John Ramos.
Hello.
What's going on? You used to be so talkative when you were younger.
Oh my goodness.
Did you know that
in my old age,
He kept me up all night long.
Oh man, come on. He loved it.
I loved you, obviously. I didn't love that. Because I'm like, my goodness, it's like, I mean, so talkative. You know what I'm saying?
It happens in your old age, man. You just, you know, hey, just.
And that's when you were younger.
I know, but he says I'm not talkative now. I'm just, you know.
You're on the radio.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, we're having fun at VFN TV and Daily Radio program.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. So what's going on, Steve?
We're actually just talking, and I can't help but just remember the journey of the things that I've gone through. You know, we were talking about shooting guns. And it recalls that when I was in the Marine Corps, mm-hmm. you had to go through a lot of training. And everybody in the Marine Corps, there's a saying in the Marine Corps that says, every Marine is a rifleman. Mm-hmm. Because they have to go through the processes of saying, this is a weapon system. This is how you carry it. This is how you hold it. These are the individual pieces within it. And this is how you hold it accurately. You're mindful of where it's pointed. You're mindful of those around you. And it caused me to remember, too, is that you can recognize those who have not been to that training yet. Because in boot camp, when you're on Paris Island, you have green camouflage, camis, utilities, however you want to call it. But once you go to the gun range, the rifle range, what they call it, for that season, you're wearing desert camis. And it's like people who understood, it's just like how you're carrying the rifle. And I think about, I remember the time back, the first time I actually held one. Because before I was in the Marine Corps, I had never...
No clue.
Never used a weapon.
That was your first time?
It was my first time.
Wow.
That's scary.
And something that they told was that the people who had never shot a weapon before always did the best. Because they didn't have to untrain or unlearn anything. They didn't have, you know, whatever it is that they... Right. The wrong things. But they were learning the right way to do it. And at the same time, too, it's just like... And it causes me to think that there's a lot of toys that are made. And it looks just like...
Toy guns, you're talking
about. A toy gun. And it might look orange, or it might have a different colored muzzle.
People have been killed for toys.
I know. But you think about it as though...
Because it looked like a gun. Because they were looking at it. We put some context to that. It looked like a gun, and somebody shot the person because it looked real. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But what I think about that, though, is that I remember, like I said, the first time I carried a rifle. And if you've never carried one before, you kind of don't have a grid, but it's like there's some weight to it. Like, you know, okay, I did not just pull this off of the shelf for $9.95. Mm-hmm. Like, this was manufactured. And it's just like, okay, I can't just hold on to this. But what I've been just kind of thinking about, and it's just like, when you recognize that as a Marine, when you're walking through, you're on patrol, you don't just point that anywhere. You understand, okay, I'm walking in the authority of how I've been trained to be. I'm walking in the authority of just simply trusting in what I've been taught. And I'm just walking in that. And it causes me to think about what Jesus says to his disciples in the fact of, I've called you to walk in authority. The same authority that's been given to me, I give it to you. And the reason why I say that is that so often before is that we can look at what Jesus has given us and not really understand what it really is. We can look at it like it's a $9.95 orange pistol that we pull off of a shelf. And realize the fact that, you know, what we've been talking about many times before is that there's a reason for this. God calls us to move in authority as sons and daughters because it's part of a king.
You're going to do something with that gun.
Yeah. Yes. And by with that gun, what we're talking about is the sword of the spirit, the Bible, the word, our belief in Jesus. And that's why, like, you think about it, it's like this is a spiritual war. We're talking about spiritually. But that makes so much sense. It's just like simply having faith in Jesus. Your belief in Jesus is so powerful. That's why it's amazing how you hear so many can be attacked with doubt, because the devil knows how powerful your belief in Jesus is. And when you move in that and you have the authority in that, like we've been talking about during one of the breaks, is I think about when Jesus walked. You know, we're talking about in a recent segment that the demons said, who is this that moves with such authority?
Yes.
Are you here before your time? Like, you can walk into a room. I mean, you think about it. You look at the uniforms of the soldiers, the Marines, of the military in America. They don't have to say a word.
You know who they are.
You know who they are. I mean, you think about it. If we're walking in authority in who Jesus calls us to be as sons and daughters, we don't need to tell people who we are. They can recognize and see, okay, hey, there's humility. Whose authority are we walking in? And what stands out to me is, like, I was soaking on that understanding of this, and it was just like, I could just picture, like, imagine all of second heaven. It's just like, just the demons and just, you know, everything evil. They knew exactly where Jesus' footsteps were.
You're talking about Ephesians chapter 6 when you're talking about second heaven.
Yes.
We talked about in Howard Pittman's book, too. Remember the realm that the Lord showed him in second heaven.
Talk more about that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, no. He at one point...
I remember.
The Lord... I remember a point where he was walking, I think, like a convenience store, a gas station, and he could literally see all the demonic activity all around these people. Mm. They were totally oblivious what was going on. He could see the demons. I mean, he described them. They were really foul looking. He saw them somewhere on them, around them. And this is the spiritual realm I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. And that's the reality we got to walk in. We got to understand that, you know, we're not necessarily dealing with a person. You love the person, but you got to deal with that spirit or thing that's on
them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? He says, you know, don't fight against people, but against spiritual wickedness. That's what Paul was saying when he's writing to the church of Ephesus. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think also about Final Quest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we just get that our enemy is our God loves mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that he's not wanting to redeem men, read the Bible. Ever since the Garden of Eden, he's been over and over and over again working out redemption for us. So finally, he brings in this final part of his redemption, which is his son. I mean, he's for people.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, all the authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Steve, I give it to you.
Go and do likewise.
Think about that. Right. And so now he wants us to go. And also in John chapter 17, he says, and as you sent me into the world, Father, now I send them. Who's going to be sent? Who's going to go? Who's going to tell them? Who's going to move with that kind of authority, right?
That's right. And you're it makes me think, too, like what you're saying is that when we move in that type of authority, it caused me to think of John G. Lake. And John G. Lake was a man that God used powerfully. And I can't even recall just the many miracles that God did through him. But one thing that just
sticks
out to
me. Disease would die in his hand.
Exactly. He started thousands of healing rooms across, you know, nations.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that stood out to me was that he would stand before doctors and they would literally take the, I guess, cells, if you will, out of a little Petri dish. And it was, you know, diseases, whatever it is. And they would put it in his hand and it would literally die in his hand.
Wow.
Because you got to understand that if you understand who you are, if you have said yes to Jesus Christ and the Lordship over your life, you're a child of the King.
When John G. Lake, he said, when God tells you to do something, step out in bold faith and he'll meet you there every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, faith is what you're talking about. Just like, I believe it, I operate in it. This is it. In that bold faith.
Yeah.
And you get there and God doesn't meet you, you'll find that he didn't tell you to do that.
Right.
You go back and pray some more.
That's right. But that's why it's so significant that we're talking about the Ephesians 6 war. But in the same sense, in that same chapter, the Bible talks about your shield of faith. Mm-hmm. And it's just like faith is being sure of what you hope for, certainty and boldness. And it's just like...
extinguishes all.
Yes.
Not some. All the fiery darts of the evil one extinguishes, annihilates, destroys. So how much confidence do we have in the creator of the universe? And he walked out in the front of all of us, his heart, his ways through his son. When you've seen the son, you've seen the father,
right.
God, the father, God, the son, God, the Holy Spirit, you know that they're one. And so he demonstrated, imitate me. You know, as I am with the Father and the Father's with me, we're with you. And by one, we will make our abiding place with you. And he says, listen, all authority in heaven and earth has been, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Now I give it to you. Go. Tell them, tell all the nations, just go in this authority and tell them. Preach this good news to them. Tell them about me. Tell them this is the reality. Mm-hmm. And those that believe and those that make me the Lord of their life, he says, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He says, and these signs are going to follow you. Mm-hmm. And they follow you because there's authority in what you're saying. Not like you're mean or loud or anything like that. You really believe. This shield of faith. You understand. This is how things work. It's what Jesus did, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man, it's good.
But it's like God desires for us exactly what you're saying. He wants us to walk in that same authority, that same boldness. And it's just like, I just want to challenge you today. And it's just like, believe in the lordship of Jesus. Believe yes. that he is a king. He's part of a kingdom. He's coming back. And if you've said yes to him, you're part of his kingdom. And if you have not said yes to him, you can say yes to him today. And it's just like, you can go to memyfather.org and it's just like, spend time with this king that we're talking about. Because what God is about to do, he desires for us to walk in the same way, in the same authority. But it takes faith, not in our words, but in his words, in boldness and faith.
That's totally awesome. Don't forget Marathon Weekend. All this week's program, back to back.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTB.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTB.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Encourage you today. Listen,
right.
The Lord is a faithful Father. He is hope and love himself. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And although he is sharing with us and letting us know that, listen, judgment is upon us, if we repent, if we cry out to him, if we seek him and humble our ways and acknowledge, Lord, we have sinned before you, things can turn.
Mm-hmm.
Things can turn. Things don't have to happen. And that is our desire, and that is our hope.
Right, and that's why it's so important to partner with us.
Yeah.
So we can continue to be that trumpet, that clearing call.
Absolutely, absolutely. Partner, partner, partner. We have all different ways how you can do that just by going to VFNTV.com. We have worked very hard to try to put things together in a way that you can easily find it. There's ways for you to partner as a sponsor. There's ways for you to partner as an underwriter. Just go to VFNTV.com and you'll see the torch on the right hand in the center of the page, and you'll be able to follow. It has some hands around the torch.
Mm-hmm.
That's your hands. That's our hands. That's all of us holding the torch together so that we can continue to keep the light in this dark world, and so that others can come and be informed and grow in the things of God. Listen, we can do this when we have our eyes focused on Jesus and on him alone, and when we have our ears attentive to his very word. Mm.